Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Union Cabinet decisions. The participants are Aditi Tandon, political analyst, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor.
Today, the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, chaired by the Prime Minister, Mr. Narendra Modi, approved of 5 major decisions, 3 on infrastructure and 2 on farmers. For more on this, we are now joined by political analyst Ms. Aditi Tandon. Aditi, welcome to Akashvani.
Thank you, Lalima.
Aditi, let's start with the Union Minister of Information and Broadcasting, Mr. Ashwini Vaishnav, made the announcement of these cabinet decisions at a press briefing.
खरीफ के लिए किसानों के लिए बहुत बड़ा एक फैसला लिया गया है 2025-26 के खरीफ मार्केटिंग सीजन के लिए आज कैबिनेट में एमएसपी अप्रूव हुआ है टोटल अमाउंट इसका 2,07,000 करोड़ के आसपास का एस्टिमेट किया गया है और जैसा कि प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने प्रतिबद्धता दिखाई है किसानों को उनकी कॉस्ट के ऊपर 50% मिनिमम मार्जिन मिले कम से कम मार्जिन मिले उसका ध्यान रखा गया है बहुत महत्वपूर्ण साथियों क्योंकि किसानों को उनकी उपज का एक उचित मूल्य मिले इसके लिए मोदी सरकार प्रतिबद्ध है
This government is totally committed to the cause of farmers and today's decision and that is of increasing the MSP price of 14 kharif crops for 2025-26 and how important is this how do you view this decision Aditi
Continuation of enhancement of the minimum support price for farmers across Rabi marketing season and Kharif marketing season is something we've seen season to season.
Yes.
That's not something new. It fits into the pattern that the government has been following because they have said that we will give remunerative prices to farmers and we will follow the M.S. Swaminathan committee formula where the committee has said that you give at least 50% profit on the cost of production to the farmer while you determine the MSP. So when we look at the table today, Lalima, we see 14 crops and in each crop, at least 50% profit has been given and in some crops, you've gone even beyond 63%. Hmm. And you rightly said that more remunerative pricing has been given on pulses and on oil seeds. These are sectors where the government wants the farmers to produce more so that India's self-reliance improves. Like for instance, on Niger seed, if we were to see, there is the maximum increase in Kharif marketing season MSP over the last year, as much as 820 rupees per quintal. That's the highest, mm-hmm. followed by what you said, ragi. Which yes. we also know as Sri Anna now. Again, a high increase of rupees 596 per quintal, followed by cotton at 589 per quintal and sesame seeds at 569 per quintal.
All right, let's move on, Aditi. Let's talk about another important decision and that's about the Kisan credit card. The Union Minister, Mr. Ashwini Vaishnav, made the announcement of these cabinet decisions.
आप सब जानते हैं कि किसान क्रेडिट कार्ड जब श्रद्धेय अटल जी प्रधानमंत्री थे तब इंट्रोड्यूस हुआ था उसके कारण किसानों को वर्किंग कैपिटल मिलना बहुत आसान हुआ और उसके कारण बड़ी मात्रा में किसान जो एक इनफॉर्मल सेक्टर था क्रेडिट का उनके चंगुल से बाहर आया और इंटरेस्ट सबवेंशन स्कीम के जरिए से किसानों की कॉस्ट ऑफ वर्किंग कैपिटल को कम किया गया इफेक्टिवली 4% पर 2,00,000 रुपए तक का लोन मिले किसानों को कैपिटल मिले वो ध्यान रखा गया इस स्कीम में 7% नॉमिनल रेट है उसमें 1.5% सबवेंशन है और 3% है प्रॉम्प्ट रीपेमेंट इंसेंटिव इफेक्टिवली जो निकला है उसमें यह है कि करीब करीब 4% पे किसानों को 2,00,000 रुपए तक का लोन मिलता है 449 बैंक्स और फाइनेंशियल इंस्टीट्यूशंस इस स्कीम में जुड़े हुए हैं एक पोर्टल है बहुत ही ट्रांसपेरेंट तरीके से इसमें काम होता है एंड दिस हैज रियली मेड अ वेरी बिग डिफरेंस इन दी लाइव्स ऑफ फार्मर्स फार्मर अपने खेती के लिए बीज हो सामान हो फर्टिलाइजर हो वेयर हाउस में रखने के लिए जो किराया चाहिए वो हो जितने भी किसानों के जो मेजर एक्टिविटीज होती हैं उन सब के लिए जो कैपिटल चाहिए वो कैपिटल इसमें होता है
एट द मोमेंट अबाउट 7 crore फार्मर्स होल्ड दिस किसान क्रेडिट कार्ड हाउ वुड यू डिस्क्राइब सम फीचर्स ऑन द न्यूएंसेस ऑफ द केसीसी एज वी कॉल इट इन शॉर्ट समटाइम्स एंड ऑल्सो वी हैव इंक्रीज्ड द केसीसी बाय अ ईयर इज दैट हाउ इट इज
KCC is the broad component, that's the Kisan credit card on which the farmer gets loans from banks and financial institutions. There are around, if I'm correct, around 4,000 of them, mm-hmm. banks and financial institutions that are lending to farmers. So under the Kisan credit card scheme, as you said, 7 crore 71 lakh farmers today have Kisan credit cards. So they are eligible to apply for loan under the scheme that has been granted a year's extension today. What this scheme does in very simple layman terms is that farmers can receive short-term loans, Lalima, for up to rupees 3 lakh through Kisan credit cards at subsidized interest rate of 7%, and they will also get 1.5% interest subvention, which is provided to all eligible farmers. Additionally, if the loan book of the farmers is healthy, in the sense that if they are repaying well, they will also be entitled to a 3% prompt repayment incentive. So what will this do? This will bring the effective interest rate down from 7% to 4%, because you are giving a 3% repayment incentive. So that will leave the farmer with just a 4% interest rate, which is great. And on loans up to 2 lakh, the farmer has to give no collateral. So that is also a very important feature of this particular scheme. The idea being, you rescue the farmers from the clutches of moneylenders. You break the vicious cycle of debts.
Yes. Today, the cabinet approved 2 multi-tracking projects across Indian Railways in Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh. And these projects include the Ratlam, Nagda 3rd and 4th line, Wardha, Balharsha 4th line. How do you view this?
Lalima, boost to infrastructure has been the pillar of Narendra Modi government right from 2014. If you look at budget after budget, you will see that money for capital infrastructure has been significantly enhanced. And if you look at only the last year, that means the third term of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the first year of his third term, and if you collate the data that has been, the data for the budget that has been provided and the cabinet decisions that have been passed in this one year, you will find that 4.5 lakh crore worth of infrastructure projects related to transport, connectivity, ease of living of people and improvement of the convenience of passengers, improvement of movement of transport goods and services, freight, as many as 4.5 lakh crore worth of projects have been sanctioned. So what I view today's projects are part of an ongoing pattern with this government, which believes that infrastructure boost is important if India has to quickly now overtake Germany as the third largest economy of the world. We've already overtaken Japan as the fourth largest.
Yes.
So that's the significance of both these multi-tracking projects.
Is it also in tune with the PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan for multimodal connectivity? Because this is very important. Once we have a seamless connectivity for movement of, as you just mentioned, people, goods and services, it'll really take us towards Viksit Bharat 2047.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a massive radical change that came after the NDA government took power in 2014 was that they brought all ministries together on one platform under PM Gati Shakti Yojana. The idea was to break this old cycle of every department and ministry operating in silos, because what was happening is agriculture is not talking to railways, railways is not talking to urban affairs. So everything was stuck. Now what PM Gati Shakti does, it uses the best technologies, uses digital technologies, uses satellite imagery to map the entire current infrastructure, existent infrastructure in the country, to determine gaps and holes in that infrastructure, and then to budget for projects to fill those holes. So when you see week after week, Information and Broadcasting Minister coming to us and briefing us about a range of projects, infrastructure projects that are being approved, every project is flowing from the data and evidence that the PM Gati Shakti portal is offering. What you are learning on the ground through satellites, through digital technologies, where is the gap? What can we do to improve the infrastructure of transport across the country? So it is in that line that today Ashwini Vaishnaw declared that 2 projects for multi-tracking, like 4 lining of the Ratlam Nagda railway line, which you said is very important because it is a crucial section that can smoothen the traffic flow along this identified route. So idea is that you basically remove the congestion because there's too much congestion on this particular railway line. So 4 lining will ease that congestion. That's what it will do. For a layman, all it means is that there'll be extra lines, which means that the traffic on this particular original route will be eased.
Aditi, 2 projects we're talking about, the Ratlam Nagda and the Wardha Balharsha, they will be covering 4 districts across the states of Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh. And this will increase the existing network of the Indian Railways by about 176 kilometers. They will also cover about 784 villages. Do you think the fact that this will ease transportation of commodities, of course, apart from passenger, commodities like coal, cement, gypsum, fly ash, containers, and also agricultural commodities and petroleum products, this will also give a fillip to these to the transportation of these commodities and help in the GDP growth ultimately?
Yeah, totally. See, Ratlam-Nagda section is basically a 41-kilometer stretch that they are looking at. And this will be four-lined at a cost of around 1,018 crore. So that is the budget. That is the cabinet clearance today. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has cleared that. Now, why is it important? Like you said, Ratlam connects in four different directions. North, you know, it connects Nagda. South, it connects Vadodara. East, it connects with the Indore sector. And west, it connects with the Chittorgarh section. So it's a key junction. As you said, the movement of goods, movement of passengers. Both ways, it will be extremely beneficial for economy. And what it will also do is it will help enhance connectivity with the west coast ports of Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh and Delhi. And this particular project, the minister said, will take around 3 to 4 years. These are long-term projects, right, which with longer gestation periods, mm-hmm, but very important infrastructure projects.
Let's move on to the road project. And the cabinet has approved development of four-lane Barvel-Nellore highway from Barvel-Gopavaram village on the National Highway NH67 to Guruvindapuri on NH16 in Andhra Pradesh on design, build, finance, operate, transfer, that is DBFOT mode. And how do you view this four-laning of the national highways? How will they help the people there and how significant are they to that area?
This is a very important four-laning highway project. It will come at a cost of around 3,653 crore. What it will do is it will enhance port connectivity in Andhra Pradesh to the Krishnapatnam port. And apart from that, it will also facilitate the movement of industrial goods because in the vicinity of this particular highway, there are three major industrial corridors. Mm-hmm. These are located at different locations like Koparthi has one industrial corridor, then Orvakal has one and Krishnapatnam has the third. The project envisages highway of 108 kilometer, out of which around 20 kilometer is the existing highway, which will be upgraded. And the rest is a proposal to build a new, you know, extended highway. So that will obviously enhance the infrastructure capacity of that particular area. It will also serve key economic centers around this particular area. To name a few, Hubli, then you have Ballari, then you have Kadapa and Nellore. So suddenly there'll be a lot of vibrancy in the economy of this region and the industrial capacity of the region will be enhanced. And as I said, that this is a 3,000, almost a 3,600 crore project.
In fact, after the country got independence in 1947, there has been a crying need for development. And for a long time after the country's independence, we saw development was limited majorly to the four metros. And now we see a push in smaller areas as well, and which I think is excellent because this will give a last mile connectivity between ports and between industrial corridors and so on and so forth. So you think this is a right step in that direction?
Yeah, absolutely. And see, the interesting part is that last mile connectivity is happening not just in the urban industrial sectors, but equally happening in the rural sectors. So you are on the one hand trying to reach the last mile in the perhaps the remotest village. You have something called the Vibrant Village Program, which is doing great in the sense that you are bringing the migrants back to the village and you are ensuring that ghost villages, which had become such a big strategic vulnerability for a country like us, which shares borders with difficult neighbors. You know, those border villages are being rehabilitated, yes, and people are going back.
Absolutely.
And then on the urban side, you have this.
Yeah, that's right. One sector which will never go down if we have the mechanism at the right place, which is exactly what the government is doing, trying to handhold farmers and support them. Thank you, Aditi, for coming to Akashvani.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Union Cabinet Decisions. The participants were Aditi Tandon, political analyst, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044.
स्पॉटलाइट।